All right. We're in the mix with a specialized episode. I got two special guests right to me, to my left. We're going to start all the way to the far, far left. Let people know who you are, what you do, and all of that great stuff.
Ray Soto. I'm CEO of Coterie Sports Group. It's a marketing and management company for pro athletes.
Marketing management for pro athletes. And then, last but not least, let people know who you are in the middle.
Kevonte Turpin. Play football for the Dallas Cowboys.
We are here for Dallas United for Good. Now, Dallas is a unique, specialized place, but we are here for the good. Ray, man, can you talk to the audience? Is this your first time being here for Dallas United for Good?
It is.
Leave the audience your experience today.
Oh, man, just the energy is amazing. The kids are excited. You can tell that, you know, there's just a whole bunch of sponges, 400 sponges here just wanting to soak up some knowledge about different things to do, you know, maybe other people shedding light on different paths and stuff like that. Everybody has an athletic dream of some sort of wanting to be a pro.
Right.
But like, you know, it's only 1% of the world.
Only 1%, man.
It's only 1%. Man. So if you know what I mean, it was just the vibe was great.
The vibe was great. And then Kevonte, man, tell the audience, man, how's this for you, man, being able to give back to the world, the community, and letting them get hope and inspiration and motivation?
I just say, man, it's a blessing. You know, I ain't have it growing up. Ain't nobody never told me right from wrong what to do, you know, what, like, just to be good in the head, you know. So it's good, you know, come out here and show my wisdom, show what I can do, how powerful I can be to the kids, you know. It's just all thing I always want to do, you know, get back to the kids, just like my kids. I want to make sure they don't work for nothing. So I'm out here just trying to, you know, make everybody's life easy.
Make everybody's life easy. Now, you was on the stage, man. You rocked the place, man. Everybody was like shoulder to shoulder downstairs. The kids was very much so excited to hear your story. But can you tell the audience you guys two stories?
So we went to school together.
Okay.
So my senior year at TCU was Turp's freshman year. I got introduced to him through his quarterback with my best friend, Trayvon Boykin.
Okay.
He went to Mesquite. You know what I mean? And slowly through the process, kept the relationship with Turp. I had Jeff Gladney, and he was a big stamp of that of mine just because I had known him so long. So when it came down to his journey and his path, you know what I mean? I was one of the guys that was there that didn't leave him. You know what I mean? Like, some stuff happened at TCU, but like, I never left. You know what I mean? And so when to his journey to the Dallas Cowboys, like he had told me, like, man, I ain't even talking to nobody else, bro. Like, it's us.
He just shut it down and saying, okay, you're going to be my guy, you know what I'm saying, that I can give information to and be that resource. I always say this, Turp. Life is just like this. It's like a knot on a rope.
For sure.
When the opposing forces pull, and when you close, that knot get tighter.
100%.
And that's what family's supposed to be. And I can tell the brotherhood, you guys may not look the same, but y'all cut from the same cloth.
For sure. That? For sure.
So how much do that mean to you, Kevonte?
I just say, man, like he said, you know, when I got in a little trouble coming out of TCU, a lot of people know they just left, shut the door on me. You know?
Shut it down.
So Ray, he was one of the ones that, you know, that I always stayed in my corner, you know, even when I was going through the legal stuff. All this, you know, you had to go like out the country to play football. You had to go to a different league, this league, to play football. And Ray, he was just always on my side, no matter what I did. You know, he knew that I was trying to pursue this dream. I was never gonna give up. So, you know, he just always stayed on my side. You know, kept the good word in my head.
So, team motivation. You gotta see it, man. It's all about who you kind of like your ecosystem, but who you got close to you that can be able to excel yourself and uplift you. And that's what we're talking about now. So your biggest mentor, can you guys give me your biggest mentor or who you guys are mentoring?
I'll just say with me, I ain't really, you know, we did this at the Cowboys like a couple days ago, and I was just saying who your mentor was. Like, I'll say with me, I ain't never had no really mentor, you know, show me like right from wrong, stuff like this. But I'll say my mentor, like just growing up, I'll say my grandma. You know, she always, you know, she took care of the family. I always had, you know, everybody keep that 1 foot forward and stuff like that. So I just say, like, my granny, man, she just always stayed there with me.
What a grandma cooked too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What about you, Ray?
It was my uncle.
Okay.
He was a serial entrepreneur. You know what I mean? You know, his life was taken, and he was 32. Man. He was also involved in some illegal stuff. And
wow,
that opened my eyes to, like, I didn't want to leave my family like that. You know what I mean? So for me, I took it upon myself to want to fill those shoes that he left.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I wanted to do it the right way.
Mm.
You know, one thing that I always remember is that I seen him getting ready one night and he was like, what are you looking at? And I was,
right.
I was like, I want to be like you. And he said, nah.
You don't want to be like me.
He said, yeah. You're going to be better than me.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand it then. You know what I mean? But going through my journey and always carrying that with me, that he's, hopefully he's proud of what I'm doing and doing it the right way. Making these relationships with these guys. And like you said, we're cut from the same cloth. So
hey,
like,
come on with it.
If I've gone through it sooner, all God did was just give me that tool to be able to help my clients, my brothers, you know what I mean, go through their same adversity even easier.
Man, G-O-D sure. over everything, man.
Yeah, sure.
Man, for sure. And speaking of storylines, I remember when Kevontae Turpin, everybody was saying, hey, this guy, he's the fastest man in the NFL, man. Mm-hmm. Being a undrafted guy, what is your message to those who are undrafted that's trying to make it to the team and they're looking for you for motivation?
I just say, man, you know, going to the building, man, like you own it. You know, that's what I did. You know, I went to winning the Cowboys, being like that, like, you know, bet on yourself. You know, that's what you got to do. You know, you going undrafted, so you're not going to get that many chances like that draft guy getting, this draft guy getting.
Right.
So you got to go in there and maximize all the opportunity that you're getting. You know, even if it's just in practice or in the meeting rooms, you know, you got to take.
You helping somebody right
yeah,
now, man.
You got to yep. take all that in, man. You yep. got to take it because, you know, at the end of the day, it's a business.
Yeah.
You know, it's only, it works just like the job, like a 9-to-5, you know, that's how it works. So you got to go in there and just, you know, do good with every opportunity they give you.
Most certainly, man. Not going to hold you long, but I want to know this right here. What other projects, Ray, that you got going on in the future? What type of timeline that you got for the city of Dallas and beyond? What you got going on?
Oh, man. Right now, it's really more about expanding the guys' wealth and like making different connections with different entrepreneurs in the city. We've, past couple years, Kevontae and I have done a toy drive for Grand Prairie.
Okay.
But we want to take a step outside of that and, you know, do back to school stuff, do Christmas things, do Thanksgiving turkey drives. Like, you know, I also represent Tariq Woolen, who's from Fort Worth.
Shout out to
you. You know what I mean? So, Super Bowl champ.
I heard he going to another team.
Yeah,
we ain't gonna talk about that. We'll see him twice a year.
Yeah. I'll see him for sure.
He will see him. I'm talking like I'm on the field. But, you know,
you said it right. You said it right.
But we will see him. You know,
like just really just more.
Yeah,
we, like I told Turp, like we're gonna start more comfortable being uncomfortable, doing things that we've never done before, and knowing him, and then once people get to experience who Kevontae Turpin is as a man without the helmet and the pads, like they're really going to start seeing, you know, that he's a unicorn. He's
wee. Now, you know what I did? I just started thinking, Ray, you just opened up something.
Uh-oh.
For sure.
Who is Kevontae Turpin, man?
Kevontae Turpin, man. Louisiana Natives, man. That's who it is, man. When they look at it, man, they say this person, that person, but at the end of the day, you got to come in this circle to figure out who I am.
Ooh.
You feel me? That's how it is. So now we getting out the shell, and now we trying to get back to the kids, show the kids, know this little pretty face and show them what I can do.
Okay. My guy right here, man. So let people know what future projects you got going on.
I just say, man, I got I'm trying to build some stuff in my city, in Monroe, Louisiana, for like the kids, like a boys and girls club, pretty much.
Right.
You know, I've been thinking that, man, Ray been trying to, you know, get on with that, because in like in my city, it ain't too many things like the kids and everybody can do instead of just being in the streets. So I'm trying to get them something they can go chill, you know, play basketball, do this with your friends instead of, you know, shooting a gun, doing this. So I'm just trying to give them another opportunity.
So that's Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
And that's Monroe. I'm from Mississippi, so all we heard was Monroe.
Monroe, Louisiana.
West Monroe. You ever heard that commercial? So what part of Monroe you? Is it West Monroe?
No, West Monroe is another city.
Okay, it's another
city. Yeah, it's across the bridge. So then where I'm from is Monroe.
It's just straight up Monroe.
Straight Monroe, you feel
me? See, I'm learning. Because that commercial was Monroe, West Monroe.
It made
sure that it emphasizes on West part.
Yeah, because it's across the bridge. So you got it. That's what I'm telling you. West Monroe, it's the West.
Man.
Now we in the real Monroe, you feel me?
Man. So before we go, man, what we going to do this season, man? What we doing, man?
Like I always say, man, every time somebody asks me this, man, I'm going for another Pro Bowl, you know, another All Pro, you know, that's always my dream, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm a team success guy, so I'm trying to do whatever I can do, you know, help the team get to a Super Bowl.
Any help on defense, man? You gonna get out there on the defensive side? I don't know, you wide receiver.
Like I told the coaches last year, you feel me? Like I told the coaches last year, man. Anything y'all need me to do, man? Defense, shit, I'll go play O line if I have to. You feel
Come
me?
Come on so with it, man.
Anything they need me to do, man, I'm with it, bro.
Man, y'all heard it first, man. Dallas United for Good here in the great state of Texas. I can't wait for the next event. Next time, as they say, don't meet us here. Beat us here.
Come on now.
DC for life all day, Ray. You hear that? You hear that? Come on with it, man. And Kevonte Turpin, man. Appreciate Let's you. Go. I'm Law Nation. Let's figure this out.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
We about, baby.
Get it.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you for having
Let's
me, my
go.
Guy.
Let's go.